issuing a lot of agreements under our diesel engine and equipment replacement grant program. That includes Carl Moyer, Community Air Protection, NOx Remediation, and Farmer programs. And these are incentives to replace old dirty off-road equipment, such as tractors, with new cleaner burning devices. Awards are based on annual emission reduction in a project's proximity to disadvantaged communities. Once again, that's a priority, or low-income and low-income areas. We've signed 11 agreements so far, and that's been about $2.8 million that have been allocated in those agreements. San Lorenzo Valley Seasonal Monitoring Network will be installed next week to measure elevated wintertime concentrations of wood smoke from fireplaces and chimneys. And coincident with that, we're starting our Spare the Air program, which will be also launched in November. That's the when a Spare the Air alert has been declared, residents of San Lorenzo Valley are asked to voluntarily use a source other than wood to heat their homes. So the program typically runs from late fall through the winter. On outreach, now have Spanish language ads on KLOK radio for wood stove changeout program. We also teamed up with Breathe California, and they had a virtual breath of life walk last Saturday, and we provided outreach materials and so forth for that online walk. And then we have a new air quality index video that's running on KSBW, and Ann will play that for you if you've got 30 seconds. I'm not hearing any sound. I assure you it has sound. So look out for that video when you're watching KSBW.
Halfway out here.
Pardon?
But it's good.
Yeah, it's we do have.
But that's okay. I've only got 5 days left.
Okay. Lastly, I just want to bring up that we have a member of our advisory committee who is retired and is leaving us. His name is Tom Brokaw. I think he was appointed, it must have been around 20 years ago, because we're recognizing him for 18 years of service. All of this up, it's disappearing. It's actually a cutting board. I guess that's not going to work. But it just says, in sincere appreciation of Tom Brokaw, not the news announcer, for 18 years of outstanding service and dedication to the Monterey Bay Air Resources District. As a member and past chair of the advisory committee, protecting and improving the air quality in Monterey, San Benito, and Santa Cruz counties, September 17, 2020. So that frees up another position or opening on our advisory committee. So we'll be in contact with you to let you know about that, for filling that. But we'll miss
Tom. What seat is it, Rich? Is that industry or?
Well, Tom originally started out, he was a representative and he worked for the power plant. And then he actually moved over to Monterey Mushroom, and he's since retired. So he's actually been become quite an advocate for climate change. So he wants to participate more actively and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So he's gonna be doing that on his own in his retirement. So he's been I think he was chair for many, many years of the advisory committee. So we definitely will miss him.
Thank you. And
that concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Rich. Any questions from board members as to Rich's presentation? Okay, we'll take it to the public. Anne, do you see? I don't see anything. Nope, I think we're okay then.
Emails.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. We'll move to our consent agenda. We've got five items on there. Is there anybody that would like to pull an item from the consent agenda?
Mr. Chair, just a question. Did you say that the Budget and Personnel Committee had some changes to the AB 2766 item? Okay, you just said you talked about it.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
We signaled approval. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. And let's just see if the public, and any items pulled.
Let's see, I don't see anything.
Okay, so then we'll bring it back and looking for a motion on the consent agenda.
Director Botello moves to consent.
Second. Phillips. Go ahead, okay. Jane.
Okay.
Second by Parker, thanks to Phillips.
You bet. We have a motion and a second. Ann, can you call the roll?
Yes, I will. When I say your name, please answer yes or no. Director Botello?
Yes.
Director Carbone?
Yes.
Director Friend?
Aye.
Director Ledesma?
Yes.
Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director McShane?
Yes.
Director Parker?
Aye.
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Director Spencer?
Aye.
Director Dillis?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes unanimously.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Anne. That concludes our regular business. We do have closed session today, and Les, where are we going? How are we going to handle that?
Two points. One, you need to call for public comment on the closed session item before we adjourn, or recess rather. And I sent a separate invite via Zoom for the closed session. If you did not get it, I can resend. Please let me know and I'll resend it. I sent that around yesterday, so hopefully you all got it. But public comment first and then recess to closed session.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll go ahead and open public comment on our closed session item at this time. Don't see anybody here. And anything received on your end? Okay, seeing none, we can go ahead and adjourn, and we'll adjourn to closed session. Everybody should have that separate link. If you don't, Les, would it be appropriate to just send you an email then?
Or just let me know right now and I can resend. And there will be no reportable action. You can put that in the minutes.
Thank you.
And if somehow you lose it, send me a quick email and I'll resend the invite.
Yeah, maybe resend it to me, Les. I don't know why I'm looking on another computer, but if you could, that would be great.
I'll just resend the whole thing.
Okay.
Make sure we have your correct email address, Steve.
Well, what I have discovered is Les gone? Okay.
No, I'm here.
You can let him know. What I've discovered, Steve, is when I send you out with the group email, your email bounces, but if I send it to you individually, it makes it.
Interesting.
I
have Les is here. Well, let's see here.
Okay. Well, Les, I would send it to Steve individually. It's some funny glitch, but I've finally figured that out, that's what happens.
Okay.
I do have it, Les. So, okay.
You have it?
We stand adjourned and we'll get right back together. Thank you.